Val?
What would be some good music, some good bumper music to bring in the governor, music that exemplifies power, passion, conviction, attitude? Governor Ventura, welcome to WCCO Radio.
Hi, Moose. How are you today?
I'm very good, Governor. Today you announced your plan for the tax rebate, and we're starting to head down the road. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, it's nothing that we rushed into. In fact, we started getting into it shortly after I became the governor-elect November 4th, and both with Pam Wheelock and Fitz from the University of Minnesota, the top finance guy over there, as well as the Department of Finance, Department of Revenue here. I gave them an agenda. I said, we're giving the money back, and we want to give it back in the most fair and equitable way you can come up with it, to give it back, and a sales tax rebate is what they came up with. I think it's a good program to go along with. We capped it at the top, which differs from the Republicans. The Republicans have no cap on theirs, really, and they cap it off, I think, at about $7,500, which people making over $500,000 would get. But we capped ours at $2,000, but on the lower end, we also give money to people in a sales tax rebate. You have a lot of people that participate by paying sales taxes, but will have no income because, say, farmers who are faced with some economic crisis out there will not have an income this year, and they'll get a rebate according to sales tax because they're still purchasing things out there, as well as senior citizens. In the Republican plan, a senior on Social Security would get nothing. In mine, they'd get a couple $100s. And so I looked, and my focus point was this. I sent them out with an agenda to give middle-class Minnesotans the biggest percentage break. And when I say middle-class, I mean those people that make between $20,000-$25,000 and up to about $95,000 a year. And percentage-wise, they will get the best deal. Also, single parents will be treated like there are two parents, and I think that'll help out a lot of the single-parent families.
So when you boil this down, it looks like the average rebate would be about $640.
Oh, probably a little more than that, even. It could be even higher, depending upon, what element you fit into and how much. I mean, if you're making $70,000 or whatever, you'll probably be up at a better than a grand.
Well, Governor, I've already spent this money. When am I getting it?
Well, what I want to do is, and it could be larger, too, if the projected surplus grows between now and June 30th, it'll be even larger.
Let's grow that surplus.
Huh?
Grow that surplus.
Well, that's up to the economy. It's up to our incomes out there and how many more people continue to buy things as it'll grow. But the reason I want to do it, they can set it aside immediately if they want to. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem. I just want to create a policy that biannually, that's every 2 years, that we balance the books, and if there's surplus money, it comes back to the people in the form of a check. You don't even have to apply for it.
I think you call it a trigger mechanism.
Yeah, and you won't even have to apply for it. It will come back automatically. If you filed an income tax return, it'll come back to you then. So, and that also makes people want to file those returns then, because if you don't file one, you're not eligible to get a rebate then when one's available.
Governor Ventura is our guest here on WCCO Radio. How's it been going? I think a lot of people are curious, the relationships and the way you're starting to work together with the Senate and the House, and you've got three different parties in this mix. How's that going?
I think it's going very well. We got tripartisanship now. We here in Minnesota have created a new word. Instead of bipartisan, it's tri now. But it's going well. I mean, I act as a mediator. Of course, you have the Democrats on the left side and the Republicans on the right, and it's my job to bring them to the table facilitate compromise in a lot of ways so that they can both feel good about it and feel that they're moving forward and doing the best thing for the state of Minnesota, which I think, and many are already getting on board with my rebate proposal. They feel very strong about it and good about it, and there aren't even that many counter proposals coming out, and that pleases me a lot. And I might add, to make my case against the income tax proposal provided by the Republicans is this. Ken Griffey Jr. would get over $1,000 if you use the income tax rebate.
Plays baseball here in Minnesota, you bet.
And I just feel, come on, Ken Griffey doesn't need any of our surplus money.
Governor, it's a good example.
Well, either him or what? Some seniors on fixed income and Social Security? You want to make that pick?
Well, I think it's interesting, too, that the term middle class is brought back into the picture, and it seems as though you're going to spread that around quite widely throughout the middle class.
I am, because you always hear, and I come from the private sector, Moose, and all you hear is, well, the wealthy get this, and the poor get that, and the middle class foots the bill.
How about license tabs? It looks like legislators are elbowing themselves to be the first to get out there and have that attached to their name now.
Well, you know, I brought it up a lot during the election, and they saw me win.
Yeah.
And they're up for re-election in 2 years, all of them are. And I'm not, so I'm certain they're going to say, well, we want to jump on this. But I don't mind, you know. If the good proposal's out there, certainly I'll support it. I'm coming out with a proposal in my budget that'll drastically reduce what you pay for license tabs. But on the flip side, you have to remember something. When somebody comes out and says, oh, yeah, $35 across the board, that sounds real nice. But how do we make up that money then on transportation costs?
I am glad you said that, because 47% of that budget comes from those license tabs.
Well, then the point is you've got to make it up somewhere.
Right.
And you know, are you willing to sacrifice road repair, bridge repair,
potholes,
resurfacing, things like that on the highways? So my proposal is not going to take us all the way down to $35, but it's going to be a very, very good one that I think Minnesotans will be very happy, and I'll tell you this, they'll be happy the next time they have to go there and write out a check for those tabs.
How about tobacco money, the settlement money? You've had some thoughts on this.
Well, my belief on that is that, and there are some restrictions to it in a way, because this was a settlement and there was agreed upon things in the settlement. And, you know, on the Republican side, they want to give it all back, you know, to the public in the rebate. And that's nice sounding, and it'd mean a couple hundred bucks to everybody. But I believe, you know, and in the settlement it says we need to use this to promote health. And so if you just simply give the money back, it's subject to tax. You know, you then have to declare it on income tax. You'll pay part of that back to the federal government. And the feds could then come in and say, wait a minute, we helped pay some of these health care costs. We want a chunk of that money.
Governor Ventura is our guest.
Let me finish, though, Moose, for a moment. What I want to do is create a couple of endowments that where the principal of the money would remain intact. The profits from these endowments we then could use in certain, like medical research programs that could, in essence, lower our regular tax burden. The endowment money would always be there, the principal of it. So 3-4 years from now, they decide, well, this was dumb, let's give it back. We'd still have the ability to do that.
Governor Ventura is with us here on WCCO Radio. Christine Jacks, your new appointee to the Education Commissioner post, was our guest earlier this week here on WCCO. How you doing on rounding out the rest of these appointments?
Doing very well. You know, today I brought Michael O'Keefe on to do human services, and I mean, this guy's background is remarkable. He's been the CEO of the McKnight Foundation for 10 years. And the McKnight Foundation is your private sector that deals with helping more or less welfare. And they know how to get the job done. Michael does. He knows what it takes in the private sector to streamline it down and get it to the people who it belongs to, rather than and how to get them back to work, as opposed to the government, who for years and years made welfare a lifestyle.
And with the post of the DNR?
The DNR, I will be naming a new DNR. You know, we went through that rigmarole on that, and it was very disheartening to me over the fact that, and I'll put it to you bluntly, apparently we hold our DNR commissioner to a higher standard than the presidency.
I like that.
You know, that's how we can look at it, that we do hold our DNR commissioner to a better standard than the President of the United States is held to. And it was disheartening over the fact that, yes, Allen had made some mistakes, Horner, 10 years ago. He paid the fines. These fines are, it would be like holding a police officer before he became a cop. If he got a speeding ticket or a parking ticket, would you deny him the ability to become a cop later over that?
Governor, did you discover this in the process of interviewing Al for this position, or did this just kind of, oh, man, I can't believe this popped up?
No. What happened was this. We do criminal checks on everyone. everyone. And this is a minor to the point it would not show up on a criminal check. It's not a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. It's not a felony. It's not a gross misdemeanor. It's just a violation fine. It would be the same thing, Moose, if you in some ways, if you got a speeding or a parking ticket. It's not going to show up on a criminal background check if we were to run one on you. Yeah.
Well, Governor, I think some people, with all due respect, feel differently about that, but unfortunately...
Let me defend it. If you fish without a license, I think a speeding ticket is worse. Because fishing without a license, who's going to be harmed?
Mm-hmm.
You go out and speed, you run the risk of putting other people in danger out on that highway. So you tell me what I personally think a speeding ticket is more... You know, mm-hmm. But let me follow up. The way it came to light was someone over in the DNR, because you have the DNR. They're an agency that wants to force the tick to come from within.
Uh-huh.
And so someone over there went back. And let me throw this out, too. What about the statute of limitations? Internal Revenue can't go back 10 years in your life.
Yeah.
And yet they went back 10 years into this man's life and pulled out a $25 fine.
Governor, let's wrap things up here with the Office of Technology appointment. What is this office?
This is an office that Governor Carlson created, and it's an office that deals with keeping the state up on technology issues, because we're heading into the new millennium with computers and all the technical stuff, and that's what this office does. They're not really sure on their direction of what they should be doing, so there could be a strong chance that in the near future I would combine this into another, and make it part of a different office. That could happen also, but that's what the Office of Technology is for.
Very good.
Is to because we're moving in, and hey, you're talking to somebody here who's computer illiterate, but.
So if I say Y2K.
Oh, I know what that is. That's the old 00 that's causing us all sorts of trouble. But don't ask me how to fix it. I'm honest enough to tell you that I'll get people who will know how to fix it, not me.